On a Tuesday afternoon heading toward Christmas, it's time for the update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. Heard every Tuesday just after 3 on Pioneer 90.1. And joining me from the Arts Council is Therese Jacobson. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. How are you?
I am good. And, well, the first big question, are you ready for Christmas?
I am ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
I'm your typical male. My shopping starts today.
You're hilarious.
It's terrible. I don't want to stereotype too much on men, but I know a lot of guys that do the same thing. Let's talk about you and your role with the Arts Council.
Well, I gather artists' information and get them to come to our gallery and exhibit their artwork, sometimes solo exhibits, sometimes group exhibits. And right now we have a group exhibit of artists 23 or 24, might even be a few more, I've lost count, exhibiting in our winter exhibit. Our next exhibit will be a solo exhibit. So it's wonderful working with artists from all over the region of Northwest Minnesota and sometimes the Grand Forks area.
So this winter exhibit now is on display at the Artist Gallery and Gift Shop. That's in downtown East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Center. And if you would describe what's available, what will folks see as they come in and take a look?
Oh, goodness. We have everything from watercolor and acrylic paintings, which are more traditional, to some mosaic works, including a chair that has been completely encrusted in mosaic work. There's all kinds of winter scenes, photographs, pictures that depict winter outside, outdoor scenes, Christmas holiday. We've got some oil paintings of very Grandma Moses-style pictures of people just enjoying the season and the holiday. So it's a wide variety of works. We even have some glass work done by an artist from the North area. Just fantastic work.
Today I may take a look at what's available there because a lot of this work is for sale, isn't it?
It is for sale. And
yes.
That and also the Riverwalk artists have a lot of things for sale, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Uh-huh. And what's nice about this is we're talking about work that's unique. It's not part of a major effort of a major box store somewhere. This is unique, special artwork. And if you would, tell us about the artists that produced that work. Where are they from?
People from the East Grand Forks area, as well as Grand Forks, Roseau, people from Crookston, from Thief River Falls, from all over the area, from all over, all the way up to the northern borders, to all the way to the southern border of our area, which is a 7-county area of Northwest Minnesota. And all over the Grand Forks area, from the northern area of Grand Forks to the southern area. And the works are just incredible. We have a new artist with us who's from Carlstead, Alicia Spilda. And we have, he's a watercolorist from Grand Forks who paints beautiful scenes from downtown Grand Forks and old trucks and things that are out in the snow. And then we've got a printmaker from the Grigla area, Betsy Sardis, who did some penguins and some manger scenes. Just incredible artwork here from all different people.
It's a great venue. It's downtown in East Grand Forks, the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council's gallery and art center. As Therese mentioned, they serve 7 counties. And you tell me what I missed as far as county goes, okay, Therese? We cover Kitson and Marshall and Red Lake and Roseau, Polk, Pennington, and Norman.
I think you've got them.
Have I got them all down?
Got them all.
Not bad.
Yeah, I
Not
think you
bad.
Do.
All right. The venue is East Grand Forks, right downtown. And if you would, what are the store hours and days for being open?
We're open Wednesday through Saturday from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. And on Sundays from 2 until 5. And that goes for the Riverwalk Artists as well as the Arts Council Gallery, too.
Very good. Have I missed anything as far as topics go for today?
One thing I'd like to mention is that we're putting together our calendar for the upcoming year, 2016, and people that are interested in exhibiting with us should give me a call or email. I do have a number of people already exhibiting with us or prepared to exhibit with us for next year. We've got, a solo exhibit in January through February of drawings. Irene Bertels from Crookston will be with us. She was an award winner in last year's regional exhibit. And then we have a photographer coming up after that. But we have a few empty spaces before we have some very well-known people. Bo Bakken from Halleck will be with us. Gene Honnold with Rose Malling. And the Thief River Falls Area Community Theater will be doing some exhibiting with us. But there are still some openings. And if people have received awards from the Arts Council, grants, grants with the Arts Council, have exhibited in our area or in our regional exhibit, I'd like to hear from them and perhaps include them in our gallery. They can email me at emjacobson16@gmail.com.
Well, very good. Thank you so much, Therese, and Merry Christmas to you and your hubby and your family, and enjoy the holiday season.
You too, Ron. Have a great weekend.
Our guest again this afternoon, Therese Jacobson from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. The update every Tuesday just after 3 on Independent Public Radio, Pioneer 90.1.